Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Rose Parks. Rose is the Chief Information Officer, Department of Energy. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Rose, we've heard a lot recently about portfolio management throughout the government. And I understand the department was recently able to compile a portfolio of its IT investments. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly, Dave. DOE's IT portfolio grew from a few hundred million to $2.7 billion over 3 years. This increase did not represent a growth in the IT investments. What it did represent was a much more comprehensive identification of IT across the complex. It was important because the first step towards improving governance is visibility of what you have. Because we're concentrating on consolidating our corporate business systems and other like functions, we see that we're reducing the number of investments that provide that kind of support. We're also seeing that we're increasing the number of IT investments that support our very critical missions. So compiling the portfolio was the first step, ensuring that there was a complete portfolio. Second was looking at trends, given what's happening with e-government across government and also within the Department of Energy. Consequently, what we've done is we have provided a solid baseline for managing our IT investments within a portfolio.
You mentioned that one of your objectives is to be able to standardize the IT infrastructure. And in the first segment, you also mentioned that the DOE is highly contracted. That you've got a high proportion of employees that are contractors as opposed to federal employees. How has the department approached the challenge of standardizing its IT infrastructure, particularly in the challenging environment that you have with so many contract organizations?
Right. When we have a challenge as great as standardizing our infrastructure, we take an incremental approach. And the first increment towards standardizing our infrastructure is one of our DOE internal eGov initiatives, the Extended Common Integrated Technology Environment, or Excite for short. Excite standardizes the desktop services, network management, email and messaging services, help desk, hardware and software acquisitions, including replace and refresh, and provides for an application hosting environment for standard applications within the department. We began standardizing in our headquarters in last fiscal year. We'll complete that this fiscal year, and we have a plan to continue to our field sites through our program offices. So you can see that because we are a large department and because we do spend a lot of money on IT, that taking these steps, these small steps, will get us to where we need to be eventually. And we've started with Excite, which is our desktop delivery, and we are completing our headquarters deployment, and we'll move on to our field sites.
Rose, you mentioned e-government, and of course, that's one of the areas called out in the President's management agenda. How's the department doing in the area of e-government?
Our secretary and our deputy secretary early recognized the value of the President's management agenda, including the eGov initiative. And there's been a lot of emphasis at DOE on completing all five initiatives, original initiatives under the PMA. We, as a department, support the presidential initiatives, including the lines of business. We have developed and are maintaining an enterprise architecture that aligns with the federal enterprise architecture. We score, remediate, and rescore our business cases so that they pass muster at OMB. We certify and accredit our operating systems. We're up to 90%+ with a goal of 100%. We instituted a project manager training certification course, and all of our PMs are certified. And we're institutionalizing earned value management system by creating a project office within the Office of CIO to help the program offices in their computing their earned value.
A few moments ago, you mentioned a program, an initiative called Excite. I'd like to take a second and ask you some questions about another initiative you have called Project IDEA, which is the Innovative Department of Energy e-government applications. Can you tell us a little bit about this effort?
Yes, of course. IDEA was the internal effort at DOE to look at like functions across the enterprise, to consolidate them, and to ensure that there was a reduction of duplication. IDEA actually was a task force that was put together in 2002. That task force identified 19 separate initiatives that would fit the model of eGov, that is, create once and use many. And the IDEA program focused on those functions, corporate business functions, mission functions that could be consolidated across the enterprise.
Underway, you also have efforts to standardize your reporting systems and your financial management functions. Can you tell us a little bit about where you are in those processes as well?
Yes, you're referring to our standard accounting and reporting system, which is certainly an IDEA initiative. We are customizing the Oracle financials to support the general ledger, receivables, payables, funds distribution, and reporting in financial management. This initiative also has allowed us to look at our business practices and to more align them to what the package produces rather than creating additional support within the package for unique Department of Energy requirements. We've also standardized the interface for 27 contractor feeder systems. So this is high on our agenda to ensure that we are standardizing financial management within the department.
Now, we know from previous conversations that financial management doesn't stand on its own. It fits together with other functions like procurement, budget formulation, human capital. What's the relationship between the financial management program and these other areas of business?
If you look at the financial management module, it is one of several modules that makes up DOE's Enterprise Resource Plan. We are moving towards an integrated approach that includes budget, procurement, human resources, supply chain management, and also includes a corporate data warehouse to provide the kind of analysis, corporate reporting, and management decision information so that our leaders can make good, solid management decisions. Our objective is to have a fully integrated set of corporate business applications that support decision-making at all levels of the department. That is a set of modules with an umbrella name of iManage, and that is really DOE's implementation of an enterprise resource plan.
Let me go back to something you mentioned when you were talking about the accomplishments in the area of e-government. One of the things you were specific about was the concept of enterprise architecture. We hear this a lot. Since you are the CIO, maybe you could explain to our listener, what's this concept and why is it so important?
I told you that I'd grown up with the technology, and certainly enterprise architecture is a wonderful thing. You would not think about building a house or a building without an architectural plan. Why would you think about building an IT enterprise without an architectural plan? And that's all the enterprise architecture is. The enterprise architecture is the roadmap that, first of all, defines where you are and what you have, and then allows you to determine where you need to be and how you're going to get there. So an enterprise architecture is nothing more than a floor plan. It's nothing more than a roadmap to where you need to be. And having worked again in the industry for a long time, that is so valuable because what you also know when you have this valuable roadmap or floor plan is that what you're building is being built in an incremental fashion and does not have to be thrown away. It can be incorporated into that plan. So you have a house, you build several modules of that house, and all of the modules fit together. You have an enterprise architecture, you build an incremental set of capabilities, and you know when you're finished, all of those capabilities will integrate and interface.
Oh, interesting. I think the house analogy makes it very clear. Thank you. One of the ways the Department of Energy deals with management issues is through its management council. What is the council? Who's on it and what do they do? We'll ask Rose Parks of the department to tell us about the council and how they deal with management challenges when the Business of Government Hour returns.